Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Welcome to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today we are here to talk about free course creation platforms you can use to make your course happen. And in fact, they're not only course creation platforms, but as I focus a lot on courses, that's like my first go-to. But ultimately, they are digital product stores where you can upload and sell pretty much any type of digital product you may have. So even if it's not a course, maybe you're working on digital downloads or there's anything else, you may also find these useful. Before we go into the options, let me remind you that the Course Creation Bootcamp is about to start soon. This 4-month program is your chance to learn exactly how to turn your ideas into actually profitable online course step by step. Plus, along with creating the actual course, you will also learn how to launch in a way that works for you. Create a launch strategy that you actually feel good about and that you actually want to do yourself, which is quite important. Plus, I will also teach you how to set up evergreen funnels that will help you to make consistent sales. Now, this is a 4-month program with 1-on-1 support, weekly 1-on-1 support included over these 4 months. We're going to be starting early in January. So if you know that 2025 is the time when your course will happen, make sure to check it out. You will find the bootcamp at yourcoursecreationlab.com/bootcamp. It's yourcoursecreationlab.com/bootcamp, or you can also check the link in description. So today we are here to talk about free platforms. And before we dive into the options, and by the way, if you don't want to listen to the full episode and you just want to know the options, let me tell you right away, I'm going to be talking about Payhip and System. So these are two free digital product stores where you can upload your products and start selling without any investment upfront. They both have payment fees that are going to be taken from the product sales, but you don't have to invest anything to actually get started. However, before I go into these options like more in depth and talk a bit more about the pros and cons, I want to talk about the concept of free platforms, because the thing is that, especially I remember like back in the day, when it comes to the free platform, there's always some hidden trick, right? As you hear about free platform, you never really trust it, right? You automatically think that there's gonna be something. Either you're gonna be setting it all up and then it tells you that you need to, you know, take the next step to actually start selling. Or you're gonna be like, you know, halfway done and then some super important feature will be locked and you will have to start, you know, actually subscribing to sell or like to even get to the finish line. It feels like there's always some kind of a sneaky trick behind free platforms. But these two platforms currently as I speak are completely forever free. There are limitations and there are some things to keep in mind, but you will not be required to upgrade to actually start selling. Another concern when it comes to free platforms is whether they will be suitable for the long run. So if you're currently starting with a free platform, should you like automatically think about when are you going to upgrade or when you will need to leave? The truth is, it absolutely depends. It depends on your business. It depends on your vision for your products and what it is that you need for the setup. When you're just getting started, I would suggest you to not overthink it because it's really hard to know exactly where you're going to be and what you're going to do within a year or like 5 years. Do what feels the best for you and your current vision. Independent from the price point of the platform, you may find yourself changing. You may find yourself leaving the most expensive platform to something simpler and vice versa. So there isn't really like one right way to go. There are plenty of successful creators who have started with free platforms and they have stayed on them. Eventually, it makes sense for them to upgrade because upgrades often give them an opportunity to either sell more offers or potentially have more features. Sometimes, well, in most cases, there will be smaller fees. And in most cases, there will be a plan that will offer no fee at all. So it will be 0% fee for the purchases. And it will just make more sense for you to upgrade versus continue paying the fee that might come with a free plan. However, again, I have to say, it really, really depends. You may also be in a situation where for now you're perfectly happy with the free platform, and then like within a year, you realize that you need more features, you need more funnels, you need more functionality for the platform, so you may consider changing. But this isn't really something that can be easily predictable, so I would just suggest going with whatever feels the best right now. And do I ultimately suggest starting with a free platform? Like, is that the way to go? And I have to say, yes, absolutely. Unless you have already well-established business with big audience, with people who are already purchasing from you and you know how to sell, you have the funnels, like you have the basis set up already, then I would suggest starting with a free platform. It just gives you so much more flexibility. It's often a lot simpler to use, easier to get started with. You don't have that pressure where, like, for example, you have subscribed to Kajabi and then now you feel like you have to, you know, actually perform and make sure that you're selling enough to actually pay for Kajabi. So, you know, this whole ordeal. And even if you have plentiful to invest in other platforms, unless they feel like a good fit, consider these as well. Because the first one that's on my list is Payhip, and personally, it's one of my favorite platforms, not only because you can get started for free, but also because just the overall setup and, you know, the vibe on the platform, it's very simple, it's very straightforward, and especially if you're just getting started, it's just very, very easy to get around. So let's dive into it. I want to actually compare these two platforms that I'm mentioning. And when it comes to free platforms, so there are several others as well, but these are kind of the biggest names, even though they're not even that popular either. These are well-established, great platforms. I have tried and tested both of them. There are others as well, and if you feel like something else might be a better fit, you might go that route as well. So the first one on the list is Payhip. Payhip is my favorite choice when it comes to free platforms and when it comes to budget-friendly platforms. So what it is that you can expect from Payhip? Payhip will be simple to get started with. It will give you all the key features you need to actually set up either of these products and start selling. You can design simple landing pages. You can, you will have different space for any of your products. You can have a digital product store with all of your products right there. Your students will have like automatic access. They will get the login information and everything. So all of that is automated. You will have a simple but nice checkout. There's also an upsell function within the checkout, which means that you can give them another product to purchase as they're in the checkout. And Payhip even has the community space as well. The community space is very, very simple. So what is like the downside of the community space is that you can create posts as the creator of the space, but people who are within this community, they cannot create posts. They can answer to the posts you have created and they can like surf through the space, you know, like it, comment and so on, but they cannot create their own posts, which means that this is more like a, almost like a news board, you know, like a, like information board for your audience instead of an actually highly functional community space. But it can still be perfectly fine, especially if you do need that kind of a space. You're getting unlimited everything, and the free plan comes with 5% transaction fee from whatever you make. It might seem high, but there are some platforms that have paid plans and they still have this fee. So compared to the fact that it's free, the 5% fee is not that high and it's perfectly fine for getting started. You can literally just test out your products and, you know, keep that 5% fee in mind as you're setting the price. It's perfect for starting fast. It's perfect for simple solutions and everything is right there. One thing to keep in mind that Payhip does not have, they do have, but you have to purchase separately, video hosting. But the good news is that their video hosting costs only $5 per month. It's going to give you 16 hours of content altogether, not monthly. And 16 hours of content will most likely give you a chance to upload like at least several courses. I have like several courses. I have used Payhip and I literally, you know, they're still there living happily ever after. I think the highest number of hours I ever got to was like 12 something. So 16 hours for $5 per month is incredible price. And if you enroll in this video hosting feature for like the whole year, it's going to be only $50. So it's absolutely worth it. However, if you don't want to pay this fee, you can also get your videos from YouTube. You can get your videos from any other video hosting subscription service like Vimeo, Vistia, or anything else. If you already have some of that going on, you can literally just get your videos from there just as well instead of paying those $5. But compared to the overall other pricing options like on other platforms, these $5 for hosting is probably the lowest video hosting price I have ever seen. And yes, there is this 16-hour limitation, but you won't really feel it. And if you do need more hours, you can contact Payhip and they will give you like customized plan for more. Now, moving on to System. So System.io is a platform that is created with intention for you to have everything in one space. So ultimately, it is like all in one platform. Besides you being able to upload and sell your digital products, you can also fully build out your website. You can have your email marketing and funnels in there. So yes, it's basically like a lot simpler version of Kajabi. However, when it comes to actually managing the space, there are several things to keep in mind. Yes, you get all the features in the free plan as well. There is a transaction fee, and I believe it's also 5%, but honestly, I don't remember it at the moment. There is this transaction fee. You're getting everything for free, but there are several limitations. So on Payhip, you have no limitations for the student enrollments, for the products you create. The only limitation on Payhip is 16 hours of video content if you subscribe to that feature. However, on System, basically every feature they give you for free has the limitation of one. So you can create one course, you can have unlimited students, but only one course, you can have one community space, you can have one funnel, one workflow, like basically everything. If you go to their pricing list, you will see that like free plan includes everything, one of everything. So on Payhip, you could be creating several different products without the worry of ever actually paying for the subscription. While on System, as soon as you want to create more than just one offer, you will automatically need to subscribe. So this is just something to keep in mind if you are intending to like stay on the free plan for as long as you possibly could. What is great for both of these platforms is that they both give you an option to add customized domain without any additional price. So this means that separately you will need to purchase the domain. The domain costs like below $20 for the whole year. And if you already have a domain, you can use the subdomain to attach to these platforms. Most platforms will actually, this will be that point where they're saying, oh, you have to upgrade to have this. For example, on Teachable, you would have your course.teachable.com as your link. While on these platforms, you can actually make it your course.com without the upgrade. And that is really just a fun feature to have, and you don't have to worry about like ugly links. So it's not maybe that important, but it will help you in the long run to keep it all consistent. Now, if you would ask me, okay, I'm ready, which one should I go for? I would say Payhip. Unless you have extensive idea of the funnels you want to create, of like having fully built website on this one platform, I would go for Payhip. On Payhip, you can also, for example, create blog posts. So if this is going to be like your online space and you don't intend to have a website, you don't currently have one, or even if you do have, but like, you know, for example, you're creating like a different direction specifically for your product, you can have it all in this one space. Yes, it's simpler, but it's forever free. And honestly, you don't need much more beyond what it is offer that is already offered within their features. You would be able to actually have your business running without the upgrade. On system, it's a bit trickier. The features, there are a bit more features, but it's also, it will take more time for you to actually set it all up. Another feature that I didn't mention that on system you can actually have, well, honestly, I haven't been on system myself for a while, but if I remember correctly, you can have like fully customized landing pages. You can adjust all the elements to whatever it is that you want it to be like. So there's like more features for the landing pages. Design wise, you can create like more fun pages. And I hope I'm not lying to you right now. But yeah, you can always check that out, like check out some system or PayHip preview just to see how that space looks like, and you'll see it all. And after all, you can get started for free on either and just check it out yourself. I always suggest doing that before committing to any of the platforms, because once you're on the platform and you see how it's all built, it helps you to understand whether or not this actually works for you. Are you actually enjoying it? And in my case, my suggestion falls on PayHip because it's just simpler, faster to get started with, plus unlimited everything forever can be your choice. If you know you're ready to jump into your course creation journey, make sure to check out the bootcamp that is going to start in January. You'll find it at yourcoursecreationlab.com/bootcamp. It's yourcoursecreationlab.com/bootcamp. Inside this bootcamp, I'm not pushing you in one specific direction when it comes to platforms or tools to use. Instead, I want to inspire you to create a product you want to create. I want you to be able to build something that you're actually excited for yourself without following like just one specific path. If you have any questions or suggestions, reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. I'm always happy to chat. That will be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you around.